Democrat Collin Peterson votes against impeachment inquiry, hopelessly partisan. By Christina Wong on October 31, 2019. Representative Collin Peterson, DMN, one of two Democrats who voted against the impeachment inquiry, called the impeachment process hopelessly partisan. "This impeachment process continues to be hopelessly partisan," he said in a statement after House Democrats voted to formally begin an impeachment inquiry on an almost entirely party-line vote. The resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry passed 232-196, with all but two Democrats voting in favor, and all Republicans voting against it. Representative Justin Amash, IME, voted with Democrats. Peterson cited his constituents in making his decision as well as serious concerns with how the impeachment process has been run so far by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA. "I have been hearing from my constituents on both sides of this matter for months. And the escalation of calls this past week just shows me how divided our country really is right now," he said. "I have some serious concerns with the way the closed-door depositions were run, and am skeptical that we will have a process that is open, transparent and fair," he said. He called the vote on the resolution authorizing the inquiry a mistake and said he would not make a decision on impeachment until all the facts have been presented. "Without support from Senate Republicans, going down this path is a mistake. Today's vote is both unnecessary and widely misrepresented in the media and by Republicans as a vote on impeachment. I will not make a decision on impeachment until all the facts have been presented," he said. The other Democrat who voted against it was Representative Jeff Van Drew, DNJ. Both won seats in districts that went for President Trump and are considered among the most vulnerable Democrats in 2020. This article has been corrected to reflect it was Representative Collin Peterson, not Representative Jeff Van Drew, who called impeachment hopelessly partisan. Follow Breitbart News at Christina_Wong.